Hello and welcome to Crit's Ringside Chat, your ideas and voice for pro wrestling in NYC and your one-stop shop for an honest critique from an honest fan. And let's take a moment to talk about championships. Typically, any wrestling company will have anywhere between, let's say, 5 to 8 wrestling championships. Some having less, some having way more. For example, Game Changer Wrestling will only have 4 championships. All of them are intergender based on the Heavyweight Championship, the Tag Team Championship, the Ultra Violent Championship, and the one for their subdivision, Jersey Championship Wrestling. On the flip side, CMLL will have 31 championships, each one divided by weight, division, and gender. Now, typically, the average wrestling company will have a championship set for the men, being the World Championship, a television or mid-card championship, something to define the workhorse, a women's championship for the heavyweight champion of the women's division, a tag team championship for the champs of the tag division, and a supplementary title that could be either for the trios, another mid-card title, or a mid-card title specifically for the women, or even a set of tag team championships for the women. Now, the importance that these championships may have may differ from company to company or even from country to country. As an example, like I said with CMLO, they have 31 individual championships, all for all types of divisions, gender, etc. So featuring them all at once on a single show is damn near impossible, unless you would want that show to run 5 hours long. So typically, belts and championships don't hold a lot of weight in Mexico compared to just having high-profile matches with big-name stars. A similar case could be made in such countries as Japan, wherein the titles are definitely more important than they are in Mexico, but the focus is still more on those higher-profile matches between big-name stars. Now in America, we seem to have a fascination in how many titles are on a single show. And herein lies the main point. Does AEW have too many championships? Now the people who bring this up usually want to make fun of AEW or talk smack on AEW, being a lot of bad faith arguments that don't really answer the question of whether or not they do, and if they do, why? And if that's even a problem. So I want to try and answer that question by going into a bit of a deep dive on how many championships AEW really has and whether or not we have too many of them at all. So let's get started. In terms of championships exclusive to AEW, we have 9. Technically 7, given the Unified Championship, interlocking the Continental and International Championship, but apparently those lineages are still active and well, and those individual titles could be defended alongside the Unified Championship, so we're going to count them, making the total 9. As previously mentioned, we have the AEW Continental and International Championship, along with the Unified Championship, currently being held as of this recording by Kazuchika Okada. We have the AEW TBS Championship, currently held by Mercedes Moné. The TNT Championship, currently held newly by Kyle Fletcher. The Women's World Championship held by Toni Storm, the World Championship held by Adam Page, the World Tag Team Championships held by the Hurt Syndicate, and the World Trios Championships held by the Ops, consisting of Katsuyori Shibata, Powerhouse Hobbs, and Samoa Joe. Now, if this was a number that we see on AEW television on a regular basis, it wouldn't be a problem. But the thing is, these are not the only titles that we see. Because, remember, AEW is not the only wrestling company that Tony Khan owns. He also owns Ring of Honor. And Ring of Honor titles appear on AEW television on a fairly consistent basis. So if we add that 9 AEW exclusive championships to the 7, potentially 8 Ring of Honor championships, that brings our total from 9 to 17. Those titles being the Ring of Honor Pure Championship being held by Lee Moriarty, the Women's World Championship held by Athena, the Women's World Television Championship, supposedly to be held by Red Velvet, but currently we have an interim champion with Mina Shirakawa, the World Championship held by Bandido, the six-man tag team champions held by the Sons of Texas, Dustin Rhodes and Marshall and Ross Von Erich, the World Tag Team Championships, again held by the Sons of Texas, Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara, the World Television Championship held by Nick Wayne, and in the works, a Women's Pure Championship that hasn't been released yet due to a lack of stars in the women's division because a lot of people that would have competed for it are currently injured. Do not make a drinking game out of this. Do not take a shot every time I say the word championship. But on the serious topic, that's 17 titles appearing on AEW television on a weekly basis. And to be honest, AEW does not have a lot of weekly television. They used to, because we would have random spurts of some things like Battle for the Belts, which was honestly a really horrible concept just due to the fact that belts from AEW never really got defended and no belts really changed hands at those shows. And then we also had Rampage, which unfortunately came to an end not too long ago, about December of last year. In the meantime, all we have now is Dynamite and Collision, 2 hours apiece of weekly television, meaning 4 hours total, to feature 17 championships. That's a lot. That's a lot. Now the question some people may have is, well, WWE has a lot of championships too, don't they? And yes, they do. Matter of fact, they have more championships than Ring of Honor and AEW combined. We have, oh Jesus, the Undisputed WWE Championship being held by Cody Rhodes. The WWE Evolve Championship held by Jackson Drake. The Evolve Women's Championship held by Kylie Armstrong. The WWE ID Men's Championship held by Cappuccino Jones. The ID Women's Championship held by Kylie Rae. Intercontinental Championship, Dominic Mysterio. NXT Championship, Oba Femi. Heritage Cup Championship, Channing Lorenzo. North American Championship, Ethan Page. NXT Tag Team Championships, Hank and Tang. NXT Women's Championship, JC Jane. NXT Women's North American Championship, Sol Ruka. WWE Tag Team Championships, Dexter Lumis and Joe Gacy. United States Championship, Solo Sikoa. WWE Women's Championship, Tiffany Stratton. Women's Intercontinental Championship, Becky Lynch. Women's Tag Team Championship, Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair. Women's United States Championship, Julia. Women's World Championship, Naomi. World Heavyweight Championship, Seth Rollins. World Tag Team Championships, Finn Balor and JD McDonagh. Fucking hell. Again, 21 championships, and I'm not even counting the speed championships because that show is done, it's over with, so those titles don't even matter anymore. So, what's the deal? How come people say it more for AEW than for WWE? Again, aside from the obvious trolling comments and wanting to beat down on the little guy, it's more the fact that AEW only has 2 shows, 4 hours programs each. Meanwhile, WWE has 4 shows and about 8.5 hours of programming per week, on top of the WWE ID Championship not being held to any television standards or times, meaning that they can show up at whatever indies the championships can show up in. So it doesn't feel like you're being overrun with all these championships because they're spread out across all these multiple shows. And with indies multiple shows, a lot of these championships don't get that much time dedicated to them regardless. Like, as an example, the tag team championships on Raw do not get nearly as much time as the tag team championships on SmackDown, to the point where you would forget for a brief period of time that either the War Raiders, the New Day, or the Judgment Day were tag team champions. On the flip side, the Women's United States champion hasn't done shit since Julia won it. The bottom line of it being that certain titles will take a back seat in order for other titles to get some shine in the sun. And AEW operates on that same level. It's just more noticeable when you have fewer shows to work with. It's also a lot more noticeable when you have belts coming in from other companies. Not just Ring of Honor, mind you, but given the working relationships between CMLL and New Japan, we'll frequently see both champions from CMLL and champions from New Japan come in and defend their titles on this show. As an example, at last year's Forbidden Door, Jon Moxley walked in as the IWGP Heavyweight Champion and defended his title against Tetsuya Naito, who beat him and won that title in a completely different company, albeit on a show that's a joint partnership between New Japan and AEW, but it still doesn't change the fact that officially Forbidden Door is an AEW show. And the fact that champions will just like up and leave in order to do something else is a common occurrence in AEW. For example, MJF did it when he was the world champion, albeit that's because that was the story they were telling, being that he wanted to invoke this quote-unquote reign of terror. But then you would have stuff like Kazuchika Okada being the continental champion for like maybe 500 days and only defending the title 12 times. Or how about a more recent example, the idea that the current World Trios champions are still the Trios champions, and yet 1/3 of the Trios champions was written off of TV without vacating the titles. I'm assuming Samoa Joe is going off to record some more stuff for Twisted Metal as Sweet Tooth, but the idea of it is that he's still a champion, and you're left with people trying to clamor and fight for nothing. Because no trios are coming for the trios belts because all 3 of the trios champions aren't here. And this lack of an active defense of a genuine AEW championship makes the leaking in of other companies' championships, like with Ring of Honor, that much more noticeable. Along with this fact is the idea that not many AEW champions cross over into Ring of Honor the same way that Ring of Honor champions cross over into AEW. So it comes off as less as two companies synergizing and more just like championship bloat. Because what do you mean that Bandido, as the Ring of Honor World Champion, is fighting for a shot at the AEW World Tag Team Championships? What do you mean that we can just put two tag team championships, the regular tag and the six-man tag, onto one man, Dustin Rhodes, and the TNT Championship on top of all that, and it changes nothing about Ring of Honor? The last point I want to talk about is the kind of complicated rules that come with the AEW Unified Championship. I spoke about it a bit earlier, but I want to deep dive into it. Apparently, and this is what was said, I'm not sure if I completely understand it or if this is just one of those things that is easier to understand in practice than it is with words. But apparently, for one, the Unified Championship is supposed to be on a similar level to the AEW World Championship. So that way there'd be another big prize for people to fight for. And that I'm okay with. Having two, I'm not going to say two world championships, but two equally important championships, one of them being held by one of the best wrestlers in the world, Okada, I'm cool with that. We need that. We need bigger prizes. The thing of it is, I thought that the International and the Continental were going to just be shut off and it wasn't going to exist anymore. Like, the lineage ends with Okada and Kenny, and then a new championship lineage was going to happen. But instead, not only is the Unified Championship under Okada's name, but the Continental title, which he already had, and the International title, which he beat Kenny for at All In, are both under his name. And not only that, but he enters with all three belts, one of them being held by him and two of them being held by Don Callis on some Paul Heyman, Roman Reigns, Tribal Chief type shit. And the specific wording of it is that Okada had the option to either defend the Unified title or defend each title separately. I don't understand that. Because for one, why would you want to defend your title separately? Because if you lose one, then the title is no longer unified. So do you only get the Unified Championship if you have both the Continental and the International? Why would Okada ever want to defend one or the other? If he's ever forced to defend, he would end up defending both, right? Because why would he want to defend one and risk losing the belt and have to go through all this work just to win both belts back? God only knows how this is going to affect the Continental Classic, because the Continental Classic was built around that Continental Championship with the Continental Crown. And the rules for that at first were really confusing too, because when Eddie Kingston first won it, they made it seem like he was going to defend all three of those belts at once. That being the New Japan Strong Openweight Championship, the Ring of Honor World Championship, and the AEW Continental Championship. Because Eddie Kingston having the Triple Crown made it seem like he was going to defend all three at once. But it turned out that Eddie had a choice, and he could defend all three, or he could defend each one as he saw fit. Which is how he slowly lost the Continental Championship to Kazuchika Okada, the Ring of Honor World title to Mark Briscoe, and the New Japan Strong Openweight Championship to Gabe Kidd. Now, in the second year of the Continental Classic, only the Continental Championship was on the line, and all the Continental Championship guaranteed you at that moment was a spot in the C2. Now, the champion still had to make it to the finals in order to keep his title and defend it. So it wasn't just, oh, Kazuchika Okada is the champ. The tournament is going to determine who fights Okada for the championship. No, Okada had to earn his spot as the champion in order to defend his championship. If he didn't win his part in the, I think it was the Blue League. No, it was the Gold League. It was the Blue League of the Continental Classic. Then he would vacate the title and two new people would compete to crown a new Continental Champion. How the fuck is that going to work with the Unified Championship? I don't know. Hopefully they explain it, and hopefully they explain it well, because all of these championships are blowing my fucking mind, man. And that, I was about to say, that's not even getting into Mercedes Moné, but let's be honest, like, most of the championships that she's holding, let's get into that for a second. Actually, no, let's get into that, because I don't know when else I'm going to be able to talk about this. The fact that Mercedes Moné has all eight belts, first off, half of those belts, y'all don't even give a shit about. So I don't want to see nobody getting mad about, oh, why is she getting all of these belts? Like, yo, are you telling me that you care about a championship in Poland? You care about this Polish or this Alaskan or this whatever indie that you had never heard of before Mercedes Moné became its champ. Get over yourself. Don't worry about it. She's collecting belts. Lots of people connect belts. There's probably three or four women in the business right now collecting belts, along with like three or four other men in this business right now collecting belts. You just don't know it because they're coming from smaller companies, but I guarantee you they're collecting belts. Also, let's kind of talk about this. This idea of like some of the belts that Mercedes is holding, they're not even active. Like, I know the Rev Pro, I think it's the Rev Pro women's title, is unified. So one of those belts that she's holding is not even active, and she's still holding onto the Owen belt despite the Owen Hart tournament long since being over and All In happening last month. But I guess you could include Mercedes Moné into the conversation of does AEW have too many belts? Because she is kind of contributing to all of these belts being on, considering she has 8 belts from 6 different companies. None of which she defends on TV, mind you. I mean, okay, poor choicing. None of which she defends on AEW, mind you, except for the TBS title and maybe sometimes the CMLL title. But all of the other titles that she has are being defended in their respective companies. So will things get better? Will they be able to properly balance out these championships? I mean, I think so. It feels like they're getting better because they finally put the title... First of all, they put the title on Kyle Fletcher, meaning that they're not stacking belts on belts on belts on Dustin. Adam Page is the world champion now, which means we actually get to see the belt on television on a consistent basis. The Hurt Syndicate has been regularly defending against other teams. I would rather they lose at some point to a team like maybe Jet Speed or the Outrunners, but we all saw the news. They wanted to lose to younger teams or newer teams, but not those teams. But at least they are featuring the belts on a consistent basis. At least they are defending on a consistent basis, which is more than could be said for the AEW Tag Team Championships for the last couple months when both Private Party and the Young Bucks had them. Really, the only two championships right now that kind of confuse me on why they're even here right now are the Unified Championship and the Trios Championship. Because the Trios Championships haven't felt like anything since the Acclaimed won them. And I mean when the Acclaimed specifically won them at that All In. After that, the Trios titles have felt worthless. But that moment, specifically, was the last time that they felt relevant. And we are seeing less and less Ring of Honor titles on AEW television. Like, once in a while, we'll see Lee Moriarty with the Pure title. Not to defend it, but to challenge for the TNT title or whatever. But more often than not, the only titles that we ever see on AEW television these days are the World Championship because of Bandido teaming up with Brody King and doing other stuff with the Don Callis family, or the Women's World Championship, which is only a recent development thanks to Athena winning the contract and starting a feud with Toni Storm, finally getting featured on AEW television. And then once in a while, we'll see Nick Wayne as the World Television Championship, but right now we're kind of seeing, I think, a little bit less of Nick Wayne. At least on AEW television, and we're going to see him more on Ring of Honor television defending that title. In the same vein, we saw a lot of Mina Shirakawa before, but I think we're going to be seeing a lot less of her in the future because she is the current women's television champion until Red Velvet comes back. And then also, we almost never see the Von Erichs or Sammy Guevara on AEW television. And Dustin Rhodes, he's just going to be out. So who even knows who's going to be the tag champs now for both of them? So to summarize all of that rambling, yes, if we're being honest, AEW has a lot of championships. They don't have a lot of championships by themselves. Honestly, the amount of championships they have purely that are AEW based is about typical for your average American promotion. That being a world title, another title similar to the world title, a women's world title, a women's mid-card title, a regular mid-card title, tag team titles, and a trios title. The only thing that makes it wonky is the fact that two mid-card titles apparently are being fused into one big world title, but are still treated as two mid-card titles. So that situation needs to be figured out. If you add on to the other company that Tony Khan owns, all of a sudden that company, that amount of titles goes up significantly, almost doubled. Thankfully, in recent times, the cost of having all of these belts is kind of kept to a minimum. So the Ring of Honor belts still belong to Ring of Honor and are defended regularly on Ring of Honor rather than being defended on AEW. And the only division that's suffering without any championships, unfortunately, right now, would be the Trios Championships, which I'm going to be completely honest now, for about a year, the Trios division has been practically non-existent. But that's a conversation for another time. Until then, as you all know, whether it's on your screen, in NYC, or travel necessity, we will be seated. My name is Crit, and thank you for joining me at ringside.